First, I just want to say thanks for joining us.
Sure, delighted to do so.
Iraq is in the news again. More troops are going there. What are you seeing?
Well, what I think may happen is it could fracture and become three separate entities. That's kind of what has been a concern for a long time. So the thing I worry about most of all is the role of the Iranians long term. Would they try to create a state that is subordinate to their interests? And, of course, the long-term interests of the Iranians are something we all worry about, particularly the pursuit of nuclear weapons.
In this, you've got troops fighting each other, bullets flying back and forth, but there's also a cyber component to all of this, right? I mean, I assume you're watching this.
There is a cyber component. One of the things that's been impressive about this group, ISIS, or I think they've renamed themselves now to ISIL, I think, but they've been masters at using social media to further their own interests, to recruit new volunteers. And the big concern for me is it becomes a place to further terrorist interests. And recall, some of these Sunni extremists, and these are extremists, their view is they want to change the world order. They want to return the Sunni world to the caliphate, and they see the United States as an enemy. And they want the United States not only to not have influence, but they want us expelled from the region.
What does a cyber strategy look like?
Cyber strategy for the United States or cyber?
For the United States.
For the United States, a lot of it is now caught up in a debate concerning privacy issues versus national security issues because of the Snowden compromises of information. One of the things that I fear is that we will be sidetracked by the policy and privacy debate as opposed to doing the things that are necessary to protect us in cyberspace.
You were born in the 40s. I was born in the 50s. Computers didn't exist basically the way they do now when we were growing up. Do we need to just start accepting that we all live in a fishbowl? Is that not the reality that we're moving towards?
To some extent, yes. We all live in a fishbowl. There is a digital footprint of all of us. And one of the things that's interesting to me is that the commercial companies, Google, Facebook, others, they know more about us than we ever imagined. Think about the internet. Why has it been successful? It is a surveillance activity. It's a surveillance enterprise. Why did Netscape create www, the World Wide Web, and give it away for free? Because people would use it. And then what advantage accrues to a Netscape or a Google or a Facebook? Because they know what you're doing and what you're interested in, they can target advertising to you. Now, our society finds that acceptable. And it may be at some point in the future we may want to address it. I think that's going to be one of the social issues that we will address in the next 25 years. Here's an interesting thought. Today, while there's a debate going on about what NSA is authorized to do to conduct foreign intelligence, there's no debate about what's going on with regard to Google in tracking the individual activity of every one of our citizens. What happens under extreme conditions when the law enforcement community, in an attempt to protect us, someone comes up with the idea, let's deputize Google, and then what authority, what legal rights, what law framing would address that set of conditions? We haven't had that debate, but it will be coming up on the horizon, I think, in the pretty near future.
I saw this week that Anonymous said that it is going to begin attacking people who are working with ISIS. Talk about strange bedfellows.
Strange bedfellows. To me, this is vigilantism. I mean, it's some group of citizens operating outside the force of law that decide on a whim what they're going to attack. I do not think it's appropriate for what they do, whether it's attacking something as bad as ISIS or whatever else they might want to expose. Recall, Anonymous primarily is focused on exposure of restricted information.
Are you a fan of John le Carré?
I know he's written books on my profession.
The reason I ask about John le Carré is it seemed much simpler then, didn't it?
Yeah, indeed. But the complication or the increasing sophistication is when we went from analog communications to digital communications. Now, the effect of that, and again, many people don't see it through the prism which I look at it. When we went to the digital enterprise, it became one very small world, and you can see literally around the world in less than a second. And from any point on the globe, you can penetrate any other point on the globe. That's a vast, vast difference than from when Mr. Le Carre was writing about spies.
Listen, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
The pleasure's all mine. Thank you.